Today's Amud is Sukkah Yotasamun Aleph. We're holding on Yotasamun Aleph, 13 lines from the top, by the words of Ashi. So the Gemara just got through saying, we said halach l'maisa, we paskin, that if you put schach in a courtyard on top of the overhangs that are in front of the various houses, so even if it's four amos, even if the overhang is four amos wide, sometimes the sukkah could still be kosher. And that's if you put up tzimin, if you put posts, vertical posts along, around the entire sukkah, so with, if they're within three tefachim of each other, we could apply lavud and the sukkah will be kosher. The lavud walls will act as the walls of the sukkah. However, if there's no tzimin, so we pass in like Rava, that we do not say p'tikr yard v'saysim, to say that the edges of the overhangs go down to form the walls, that we don't say, but we will, but if you have posts, then we could say lavud. So now says the Gemara, Rav Ashi Ashkechil Rav Kahana, Rav Ashi one time, he visited Rav Kahana, he saw Rav Kahana, the Kamisakech Agabi Achsadra Shein Lepetzimen, he was putting slach on top of an Achsadra that didn't have these posts. I guess it was four amas wide, the overhangs were four amas wide, so it didn't have Daifin Akuma, so you couldn't use the walls of the houses as the walls of the Sukkah. It didn't have Petzimen, so you didn't have loved walls. The only thing left was to say Petzik Agarit Vesaisim. So Amar Lay, so Rav Ashi said to Rav Kahana, Leisavar Mar Hada Amar Rava, you don't agree with Rava, that Rava said, Yesh La Petzimen Kshera, Ein La Petzimen Psula, and if it's on, that it's only if it has Petzimen, so then we could say Lavud to make walls. However, if there's no Petzimen, then we don't say Petzik or Yerv Yisayisim, in this case. If, so how could you put Tzchach on top of the Achsadra? So Achvile, so Rav Kahana showed Rav Ashi that near mi bifnim v'shava mi bachutz. Inami near mi bachutz v'shava mi bifnim. He showed Rav Ashi that really there was a third wall. So there's a picture in the Gemara. This is the case of near mi bachutz v'shava mi bifnim. The picture is you have a sukkah with two walls, and then there's an achsadra by the third wall. So Rav Ashi saw Rav Kahana putting schach there. He thought he was using the achsadra by way of p'tikr yerid v'saisim to form the third wall. Rav Kahana showed Rav Ashi that no, really there is a third wall. It's a wall that either you only see from the inside, but you don't see it when you're looking at the sukkah from the outside, because it protrudes inward, so you wouldn't see it. Or it's a wall that you only see from the outside, and you wouldn't notice it from the inside. So so the Gemara over here shows an example of such a case where inside the sukkah you don't notice that there's really a third wall, but really there is a third wall. Now Taisus already in the Rishonim point out it's very interesting the fact that nira mi b'chutz v'shava mi b'fnim would work by ilchos sukkah. The Gemara is about to bring by ilchos erevin by a lechi, so it doesn't matter if the lechi is nira mi b'chutz or nira mi b'fnim. Such a thing works by a lechi, like we learned in Maseches Erevin, that a lechi, even if you don't see it from the inside, if you see it from the outside, or even if you don't see it from the outside, if you see it from the inside, either way that works, because a lechi is just a hecker, so fine, it makes sense, it works. But over here by sukkah, we need to have midaraisa, that the sukkah has three walls. It's very, sometimes this points out, it's very interesting the fact that the third wall could even be a wall that's not nicker on the inside of the sukkah, it's only something that you see when you're outside the sukkah, that there's a third wall. Why should that count as the third wall of the sukkah? The Rishonim deal with it. But that's the halacha that the Gemara says over here, and that's what Rav Kahana showed Rav Ashi, that really there was a third wall to the sukkah. Now where do we know this concept from of nir mi bachotz and nir mi bifnim? Didmar, we learned by regarding a lechi, right? So you have a mavoi, it's closed off on three ends. Midaraisa to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Chazal said you can't carry in it unless you put up a kairo or a lechi. We're gonna focus on a lechi. So a post, so generally is if you put up a post, right by the wall, so it's gonna be both near mi bifnim and near mi bachutz. But sometimes you could put it that the lechi is on the outside of the wall. Or you could put it that it's like an extension of the wall. So you only notice it on the outside, but you don't notice it on the inside. In both those cases, says the Braisa, that even if it's just near mi bachutz and shava mi bifnim, that's considered like a lechi, and a lechi is like betzimen, so therefore we do have a third wall of the sukkah over here. In our case, just like we have a lechi in Hilchos Erevin. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tana, we learned in a braisa, psala yoytze min ha-sukkah nidon kesukkah. The halacha is, we've mentioned this before, that if you have schach that extends past the sukkah, so the halacha is that counts as the sukkah. Now, what exactly that means, we'll see in the Gemara, four different malachim. Says the Gemara, "My psal yoytze min asukah." What does it mean that there's psal that's yoytze min asukah? So Amar Ula. Ula says perhaps the most simplest pshat, the most true to the simple understanding of the words, translation of the words, that it's kanim hayoytzim la'achayri asukah. You have a sukkah. I guess imagine this left side of the page is the sukkah. So you have three walls on the top and the bottom and on the left. Those are the three walls of the sukkah. And then you have schach that goes on all over on top of the page, on top of the sukkah. So that's regular sukkah. But then there's also schach that protrudes and behind the sukkah, towards the left, off the page of the Gemara. It goes off the page to the left. That psal, that kush, that schach that's over, hanging over the back of the sukkah, that's called psal yoytzim in a sukkah, and the halacha is nida in kesukkah, that counts as a sukkah. You could sit underneath that schach and be yoytzim in the midst of sukkah. Frakta Gemara vabin and shalish tefanis, but there's no walls over there. The walls are on the other side. So how could you sit over there if there's no walls? Granted, even if you want to say that the schach is good schach, but there's no walls. How could you sit in the sukkah there? Says the Gemara, b'di'ika, there are walls. Meaning, if you imagine the top and the bottom walls, the top and the bottom of the page of the Gemara, the walls themselves also protrude past the back wall. And therefore, just like the schach protrudes over off the page, these two walls also protrude off the page. Mamele, you have the top wall, the bottom wall, and the middle wall acting as a wall on both sides of the sukkah, almost like for two sukkahs, for the right sukkah and for the left sukkah. So it does have three walls. Affect the Gemara, but there's another problem. Vabin and Hechsher sukkah, it needs to be Zayin al Zayin Tvachim. So, and we're assuming now that they would only protrude it a little bit. Says the Gemara, no, but the Ika. No, it protruded Zayin al Zayin Tvachim's worth. So we have a full, Zayin al Zayin Tefach sukkah with schach and walls and everything, so everything is fine. Frak the Gemara, Vabin and Tzilasim Ruba Mechamasa, but it's just a little bit of schach that protruded. So how is that okay? It needs to be that there's enough schach that it provides more shade than it does sun. So says the Gemara, Bedika and the Chanami. We're talking about where a lot of schach protruded off the page, a lot of schach protruded behind the sukkah with the walls, and you have a Zayin al Zayin Tevach sukkah with tons of schach, and it's providing more shade than it does sun. Well, practically Gemara, Yahachi, if so, if that's the case, so it's basically just a second sukkah. So, Maila Memra, what's this chiddush? Psal yoytzim in a sukkah, nida in kesukkah. What's the chiddush? You have two sukkahs over here. What do you mean, psal yoytzim in a sukkah? There's no chiddushim over here. Says the Gemara, no, there is a chiddush. Because Ma'u de Tema, I might have thought to say, since the mice of the walls, they were built for the right sukkah. It happens to be that the walls protrude, and there's schach that protrudes, and so you've created by mistake a second sukkah on the left side of this middle wall. But really, all the walls were created for the right sukkah, for the sukkah that's on the right side. And therefore, I might have thought, that the left sukkah doesn't count as a sukkah. Kamash malon, then no. Then lamaisa, it's still kosher. Psali yaitzil minasukkah, nidan kasukkah, and it is still kosher. Lamaisa, you have the sheer sukkah, you have all the walls, it's the mount of schach that you need, everything's fine. So the halacha is that it's kosher. The chiddush is even though the walls weren't made for that sukkah. That's the first pshat and what it means, psala yaitzim in a sukkah. Says the Gemara's second pshat, that Rabbi of Rav Yosef Amri Tervayu, they both said, that hacha bekanim hayoytzim lefnim min asukah. You were discussing a case of schach that was yoytze lefnim min asukah. It didn't go behind the sukkah, it went with the sukkah. So there's a picture in Rashi on the bottom right of the page. So that's the case. It's a regular sukkah with three walls. One of the walls protruded past the other wall, and there's schach along the whole thing. So that's the case. It's yaitzim lefnim min asukah umashcha va'azla chada doifin v'hadayu in one wall. So it's schach that protruded, and one wall also went with the schach. It protruded past the rest of the sukkah. That's the case of psal yaitzim min asukah. That even if you eat in the area of the sukkah, that you might have thought that that's like it only has one wall because it's past where the other wall ends. That's also you could be yaitzim in the mitzvah of sukkah over there. Now with the tema, even though I might have thought to say halas b'hechsher sukkah, I might have thought to say that this is not a kosher sukkah. It's not Zayin al Zayin. There's no three walls. Maybe no kamash malon that this is considered kosher. That's considered part of the whole. We could look at the whole sukkah as one sukkah. Mamela, it's a sukkah that's Zayin al Zayin. It's a sukkah that has three walls, and the whole sukkah is going to be kosher. Says the Gemara third pshat. What does it mean? Psal yoytzim in a sukkah. So those are both of those two shitas were the most truest to the simple understanding of the words. They're both psal, tzchach, hayoytze min a sukkah that protrudes past the sukkah. The first pshat is that it protrudes in the back of the sukkah. The second pshat is that it protrudes in the front of the sukkah. But it's all basically the same idea though. It's tzchach that goes past the sukkah. Now we're going to say two more malachim that don't seem to fit as directly into the simple translation of the words, but the Gemara will explain how they still saw it. Rabbi Bar Archan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that Nitzrucha, the case is like Nitzrucha Ella, the Sukkah Sheruba Tzilasa Meruba Mechamasa. Most of the Sukkah has a large amount of Schach. Over most of the Sukkah, it's pretty well, he put on a lot of Schach that it provides more shade than it does sun. Umi Uto Chamasa Meruba Mitzilasa, but there's a spot in there. That in that spot there's more sun than it does that it provides more sun than it does shade. So I might have thought to say tipasul bachforta. So that little bit should passel either the whole sukkah or the way most rishonim learn is that it should passel at least that part itself, that blotch of schach that's not so schacht up, that part of the sukkah that doesn't have so much schach. So I might have thought that part of the sukkah at least is passel. You can't sit underneath that part. Kamash pulan that no, we down the whole sukkah like one, and being that in total the whole sukkah is silasim ruba mechamasa, the entire sukkah is kosher. So now says the Gemara, that's a great pshat in terms of understanding. We could understand that should be the halacha, but umay yoytze. So then what does it mean yoytze? Well, how does that fit into the words psal hayoytze min asukkah? Where is there any schach that protruded past the sukkah? Says the Gemara, umay yoytze me hechsher sukkah. What it means that it's psal that's yoytze min asukkah, it means that there's schach that is not part of the hechsher sukkah. There's schach that's not kosher because it's chamasam ruba mitzilasa. The psal yoytze min asukkah, when you have schach that's silasim rubim mechamasa from a sukkah of the schach of the sukkah, you have some of it that's chamasim rubim mitzilasa. It's nidon kasukkah. We done it all as one, and the entire sukkah is kosher, even those spots. That's what the brisa means to say. Rav Yishaya Amar, a fourth pshat, that lo nitzrucha ella l'schach pasul pachos mishleisha besukkah katana. That what it means, psal yaitzim in a sukkah, it's referring to a case of less than three tefachim of schach pasul, let's say metal rods, that's in a sukkah katana, a zayin al zayin tefach sukkah. You have schach pasul, so three tefachim, even though generally speaking, three tefachim of schach pasul doesn't pasul a sukkah, we've mentioned before that when it comes to a small sukkah, that zayin al zayin tefachim, so if there would be three tefachim of schach pasul, the sukkah would be pasul. Not because the schach pasul is pasuling, but just because you don't have enough kasher schach. Since you don't have enough kasher schach, so that's why the sukkah would be pasul. But here the case is that you have less than three tefachim of schach pasul in the sukkah katana. So therefore, that's what the brisa means to say, that's psal yaitzim in the sukkah, that it's kasher. That has nothing to do with schach protruding past the sukkah. So how does that fit into the words psal yaitzim in the sukkah? Says the Gemara, my yaitze mi teira sukkah. It's not teira sukkah. It's not schach. It's not bechlau sukkah. Sukkah shema schach. Korea sukkah. It's not bechlau schach. It's metal. So it's not even schach. Still, the halacha is that it's nidayka sukkah. That's what the brisa means to say. That psal hayaitze min a sukkah. Meaning it's yaitze mi teira sukkah. It's not even schach. It's still nidayka sukkah. If you've left less than three tefachim of it, it could still count. You could dine it as being part of the sukkah. And you could even sit underneath it. You could sleep underneath it. It's mamish part of the sukkah. Frakta Gemara, maska for Rav Heishaya. Rav Heishaya asked on Rav Ayushia, lo yehe yela avir. Schach pasul is more kal, is more lenient than avir. Like we said, avir pasul is in a much smaller shear. So if it's less than three tefachim of schach pasul, why would that be any worse than avir? Avir pachos mishleish tefachim besukkah katana mi pasul. Does avir less than three tefachim in a sukkah katana pasul? It doesn't. If you have less than three tefachim of avir in a sukkah katana, it doesn't pasul it. So why would I have thought that metal rod should be any worse? What was the chiddush of this braisa? That if you have less than three tefachim of metal rod in the sukkah katana, the sukkah is kosher. Shkayach. Even if you have avir that's less than three tefachim, the sukkah is kosher. And schach pasul is more kal, is more lenient than avir. So once we know that even if you have avir that's less than three tefachim, the sukkah is kosher, why would I need a braisa to tell me that this halach is true about schach pasul? So Amar Le, so if Yeshua explained, Amar Le, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba answered, said no, that there's still a difference. Here the Brice is saying not just that the sukkah is kosher, but that the schach is also kosher, that you're allowed to sit underneath that metal. So that's the difference. Zemit stariv yeshenim tachtov, uzemit stariv ve'en yeshenim tachtov. The metal, the chiddush is not just that it's mitztarif to the shear of the sukkah, you have a kosher sukkah, and you're even allowed to sleep underneath it. It's mamish considered a like kilu tznidan kesukkah. It's treated like schach. Avir is more chomer. Avir, although it's mitztarif, and then now the sukkah is gonna be kosher, we'll view it like it's a zayin al zayin tefach sukkah with kosher schach, still, l'maisa, the halacha is that you're not allowed to sleep, or eat for that matter, underneath that avir. So that's what the chiddush of the braisa is that Salah yaitzim in a sukkah, that if it's schach puzzle, it's nidan kesukkah, you're even allowed to sleep underneath it. That's the chiddush. Frak de Gemara, is that really true about Avir? Avir's mitztarif, but it's not, but it's not part of the sukkah. Umiika midi ditztarufi mitztarif, vuatzmu in a kosher. How does that make any sense? That the Avir is mitztarif to the sukkah, that now you have zayin al zayin tfachim, but it's not kosher? How does that make any sense? So says the Gemara, Amrav Yitzchak ben Eliyashiv, that, and it's not so strange. We have a precedent to this, that you have something that's mitztarif, even though it itself is not kosher. And that's Behilchos Mikvois, the halacha is tit hanaruk, if you have this liquidy mud. So, tit hayaruk yechiyach, he said that you could prove it from the halacha of tit hanaruk by Hilchos Mikvois. Shem mitztarif la'arba'im saw, if you have it as part of a mikvah, so it's mitztarif to the shear of 40 saw, and then afalpikein vahatoivo bay, also like but if a person would tevil just in liquidy mud, so the halacha is that that's not a considered a mikvah. So it's in itself is possible, but at the same time it's mitztarif. So you see, we have a precedent to this idea that something could be mitztarif even though it's not kosher. So therefore, it's not strange that avir that's less than 3 tefachim in a sukkah ketana, although it's mitztarif and the sukkah will be kosher, lamaisa the avir itself is not kosher, and therefore a person is not allowed to sleep underneath that avir.